SBS Filipino.
Rob Beveridge, coach of the Illawarra Hawks in the National Basketball League. Welcome to SBS Filipino, Coach Rob.
Thanks, mate. Awesome being here.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, where are you from and how'd you get into the sport of basketball?
Yeah, well, born and bred in Canberra. Grew up playing soccer and basketball and pretty good at both of them, if I do say so myself. But today, going down the basketball track. Played representing basketball from under 14, 16s, 18s, 20s, ABA level. I always knew I was never going to be a pro player, so I really invested a lot of my time into coaching. So started coaching juniors, mini ball, and just worked my way up. And this is actually my 25th year now as a professional coach. So I've done everything from junior development, elite development, Olympic Games, Commonwealth Games, World Championships. Been in the National League. It's my 10th year in the league.
Oh, that's great news. And on speaking of that, you mentioned you've been around for 25 years. What do you think makes a championship coach?
Well, a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work, commitment, sacrifice. And I think that I've always strived to be the best coach I possibly can. And the way you do that, you got to find great mentors. I've been very fortunate in my life that I've done a lot of travel. I've spent a lot of time looking at some of the greatest coaches in basketball around the world. So to me, I'm a student of the game. Always striving to be the best coach I can, and I guess that rubs off on the players, that I have expectations that every time they step on the floor that they have to totally devote themselves to being the best they can. So I think it's a combination of wanting to get better and that desire to be the best.
What do you think are the character building qualities to teach your players?
Well, what I've done over the years, absolutely no question whatsoever. One, you need talent. You got to have talent in your team to succeed. But it's the character of the person, as in their personality. Are they honest? Are they responsible? Are they accountable? Do they make sacrifices? Are they totally committed? So there's a lot of characteristic traits that I actually look at in players if they're going to be the best player that they can be.
And with the best players, how do you pass on and your knowledge, and how do you motivate and get the boys up?
Yeah, from a motivation perspective, it's got to be self-motivation. If you've got to get out and crack the whip with any player, no matter how talented you're going to be, they're not going to be an elite player. They've got to have that intrinsic motivation to get out of bed every day, work on their bodies, work on their skills, work on the mental side of the game. So it's one of those things that my job is to put an infrastructure in place to allow our players to be the best they can. So they need to have the great strength and conditioning coaches, nutritionists, psychologists, assistant coaches are prepared to put the work in and things like that. So really it's a case of my job is to help them become the best players that they can be.
What is your greatest achievement so far as a coach?
Well, I've been very, very fortunate in my life. I've had been around some great players and great teams and stuff like that. But the one that will always be at the top of my list is winning the 2003 World Junior Championship. So we had a magnificent team back in that time, led by Andrew Bogut. A whole lot of players, I think 11 out of the 12 players went on to be pro players. There's Alex Marich, Brad Newley, Damien Martin, Brad Robbins, Matt Knight. The list just goes on and on. So been around a tremendous group of guys, and that'll always stand out as possibly the best achievement I've ever had. Always winning the national championship with the Perth Wildcats was also very, very special. That they went 10 years without winning a championship, and we put things in place and won a championship, three grand finals, and turned the club around. So that was another great achievement as well.
Well, you're well known within the Filipino basketball community, often travelling to the Philippines. What do you do there and how often do you go?
The way I got involved with the Filipino community in particular was through Coach Eric Altamirano. He's a legend as a player, a coach, national coach, all of those things there. So I actually met Coach Eric, I think it would have been back in 2005. It was the first time where I was the head coach of the Nike All Asia Camp, and he was in charge of the Filipino group. At that stage, he was the coach of the National Under 16 Filipino team, and he brought them to Australia for a training camp that I ran for them. So that was the start back in 2005, and Coach Eric and I, to be honest, we're like brothers, you know, very, very close with his family and vice versa. But, you know, I spent a lot of time, probably at least once, twice a year, coming over and working with Coach Eric with the MBTC. Also, when he was the head coach of National University and he had great success, I was one of his consultant coaches, which then led on to working with Alex Compton with the Alaska Aces as well. So I spent a lot of time going back and forth between Australia and the Philippines, and I just love it. Love the people, the clubs that I work with, the way that they've allowed me to come in and work with their teams has been tremendous.
Can I ask why the Philippines and not in Europe or in Canada? What sort of kickstart your appreciation for the basketball in the Philippines?
Fanatical. Just amazing. The first time I ever went there, and you're just driving down the street, and there's basketball hoops out on the side streets, and there's people there, and you go to the PBA games, and they're crazy, and you go to the UAAP games, and the amount of people and the drums and the support behind basketball in the Philippines is amazing, and so the people it just embraced me and made it to like a second home for me. I do a lot of travel into Europe and the USA as well, but the Philippines is one of my all-time favourite places.
Do Filipino basketball players have the potential to play outside the PBA?
Absolutely. There's no question whatsoever. And, you know, we've had an opportunity to look at some Filipino players, but just the structure of how the PBA is with the different seasons. A lot of the Filipino players, they get paid pretty good money in the Philippines, and for them to actually come to Australia, they may even have to take a pay cut. Because the money over in the PBA is for the real top players in the PBA to come to Australia, we probably can't afford those players.
Okay. How important is it to grow the sport of basketball in Australia? Do you have any ideas to improve the grassroots level?
Pound for pound, Australia is one of the best nations in the world. You know, we've got a very small basketball thing. So what we actually do with our development programs is very, very good. But we are competing against the AFLs in particular. And I think we need to do a better job of stopping our elite players going to the AFL. We do that by, obviously, it's an international sport, and they're trying to, you know, keep those players with the flame alive for representing Australia at the World Championships, the Commonwealth Games, the Olympic Games. That can't happen in AFL. Obviously, the money side of things is massive because AFL is, you know, the money that these players get is ridiculous. So, obviously, from a money perspective, we've got to be able to somehow offer more money. That is improving, there's no question about it. Corporately, we're getting a lot bigger sponsors. We're on TV every game, things like that. So our sport's definitely growing, but we've still got a long way to go.
Back to Philippines, what do you think are the best athletic qualities Filipinos have over other nationalities?
The athleticism of the Filipino athletes, particularly in the PBA, is off the charts. And people say, oh, yeah, the Filipinos are too small. But their athleticism, their quickness, their ability to be able to penetrate, drive and dish game is outstanding. And there are a few big guys coming through now. And, I mean, obviously that'll take time. But right now, I've already spoken to some of the Boomers players, and I said you cannot underestimate the Philippines when they play them next week. It's going to be a massive series. And if you go and underestimate them, the Philippines will absolutely beat us. So, I've already given advice to some of those players. You cannot take you guys lightly at all.
There's no perfect athlete, as you know, as a coach. What support do we need to further grow and build on the success or athleticism of Filipino athletes?
I think it's one of those things that multi-skilling the players. That's something that we've done in Australia for a long period of time is not pigeonhole players that, oh, you're a point guard, you're a shooting guard, you're a small forward, you're a power forward centre. So really, it's one of our strengths is to multi-skill players, particularly in the Philippines. I think the bigger guys are always stuck in the middle. So I think that they need to probably look to develop the perimeter side of the game, the ability to go off the dribble from the perimeter, because that's the European model, that's the Australian model, and that's the way it is in the USA, is the multi-skilling of the players. I think that's probably a real big thing that needs to be introduced into the Philippines.
Yeah, I agree. You can see centres shooting 3 points now in the NBA. So, yeah, you make a good point. Finally, Rob, can you please finish the sentence for me? Basketball is?
My world.
Now, Coach Rob, I have to ask all the following guests these questions. Let's see how you go. Can you sing the national anthem of the Philippines?
Absolutely no chance. Zero chance. Like, yeah, I struggle to sing our national anthem at times. Maybe with a group of people and a few beers under my belt and you put the words in front of me, I'll do it.
So do you know them?
No, I don't. Okay. No.
Where is your favourite holiday destination in the Philippines?
I really enjoy going up in the mountains in the Tagaytay region. I haven't been to Boracay just yet, but that's definitely on my list of places to go.
Okay, you're hosting a Filipino fiesta at your home or hotel room in the Philippines. Three people, past or present, you would invite as your dinner guests?
Absolutely 100%. Alex Compton, Eric Altamirano, and Eric Menk.
Who's that?
He's one of the great PBA players, MVP for many years and stuff like that. Played for Alaska Aces, a really good guy.
What Filipino dish will you serve at this fiesta, if you know?
Have to be balut.
No.
I got stitched up on that. Is it pork asabo?
Yep.
I like that. They're probably the two dishes that I first had there, but I was stitched up on the bullet that everybody made me eat it, and then not one Filipino ate it, so that was a big stitch up.
What is your favourite Filipino word?
Jeez, got me there. No idea.
What Filipino words do you know?
Right now, off the top of my head, not a whole lot.
Fair enough.
I'm not great with language and stuff like that, but what I normally do is I get my phone out and I write them all in there and then I attempt to do it that way. But the good thing is most Filipinos can speak English and they help me out.
Fair enough, Coach. What is your favourite or first song you choose when it's time for karaoke?
I got a terrible voice, but I normally go for a falsetto type thing, so... No, I like Bob Marley songs.
Good choice. Okay, what's next for your career?
Right now we've had a really disappointing year in our league. It's first time in a long time having made playoffs, and you feel pretty bad about that. So I'm going to work my butt off in the off season and recruit a team that's a lot hardened than what we were this year, and hopefully we can get ourselves back into the playoff contention and try and win a championship. But right now it's take some time off. Refresh, get over the Philippines and catch up with my Filipino friends and family, and then I'll get back here in June, July and start rebuilding the program.
Awesome stuff. Thank you for your time. I know the Filipino community here in Sydney would really like to thank you and all the work you do in the Philippines, and thank you very much for coming on SBS.
Absolute pleasure.
SBS.com.au/Filipino.